And this is the big why, okay? Know and understand. Life is really good, and you never really know what's going underneath when things happen. Do you understand that? People have different things happen, things going on. Our life is pretty spectacular. And we try and share that with people literally every single day. We're sharing it with people to tell them, you have the possibility of affecting people like this in a way. Your life can be like this if you want it. It's not just for us. We're just a product of the system and system made freedom in America. And it is a powerful, powerful thing, freedom, to do what you want, when you want, with the people you want, in the style that you want, to help them understand what an incredible country, what an incredible business that we have here by showing them the world, and then being able to reach out now as we build this all over the world to help other countries realize that they can have the very same thing, that is a possibility. So when we travel now, we travel with a purpose. And that is not just to have fun. We have fun, but it's for the backup plan. It's plan B. Now, this isn't, what if this happened to you? This is an actual plan B story, okay? You may recognize some of the people in this picture. But when I find, what happens is that it's a very, very interesting deal, okay? So I'm going to start with this very first one here. That is the happy couple, okay? We're real excited, happy. Life is really super good, okay? And is it not going? There's our wedding on the Amalfi Coast, which is really super great. This is 2 years ago, right? And then we went to this giant, huge event where we had a couple thousand people there doing that. Well, understand this. Just about a year before this, I ran into a high school friend that played, we played football together, and he was a quarterback. He was a couple years ahead of me, and I was a running back. And we just happened to meet, nothing to do with World Ventures. I ran into him. We wanted to get caught up. And Hal is his name. And he had told me that he had been married to his high school sweetheart now for 40-something years. We hadn't seen each other in 40 years. But we recognized each other instantly when we saw each other across the room, opposite ends of the room. Is really sort of something. And to get caught up. And he was telling me for the last 40 years, he has worked in the manufacturing industry. And that the four different companies that he worked for eventually went offshore, closed their operations, they don't exist anymore, and there's no retirement program from all those companies. Nothing. And so here he is, 60 plus years old, he's got nowhere to go, his wife is working full time for the insurance, he's had to become a real estate agent because who's going to hire a 62-year-old somebody to do something, and he's working 70 hours a week as a real estate agent to help pay the bills, and his grandkids live in Atlanta. And he's in Arizona. And she only gets 2 weeks off, so they don't get to see much. And he's telling me this over lunch, and he's crying. He said, because we just discovered that we had this conversation that we are going to have to work until we die. And he told me this at lunch. He told me his why before I told him mine. And I shared the video with him, and he cried. And he said, if half of that is true, and you'll teach me, I'm in. The other side is, he's also a cancer survivor, okay? And he's a marathon runner. And so he told me that he said the reason why he made it through this cancer program so well was because he was so strong from being a marathon runner. His cardiovascular system was very, very strong. And he suggested that I run a marathon, which I just laughed at him and said, really? I'm lucky to walk down to the end of the street, you know? And let alone, but I'm competitive, so I thought, why not? But I'm not going to tell him, you know? And he says, no, it's really simple. There's a website you look at from zero to a marathon in 6 months. It's not all that big of a deal. Just like I told him from zero to director in 6 months, not all that big of a deal. You just do this, watch, and he was telling me the same thing. And so I go, okay, but I'm not telling him. And I decided I would start walking, crawling, stumbling, falling, whatever, for a mile, 2 miles, quit, come back, call, walk, wall, everything I possibly can to be able to walk until about 4 months before this trip. I had been running for the 4 months before that up to 6 miles a day, and I thought in my head that I was going to be able to do 10 miles, and I might just out of the question be able to do a marathon, but I wasn't going to tell Hal. I was just going to ask him casually if he was thinking about running a marathon again, and that I would want to say, well, you know, I might come along with you. I just wanted to add that. That was my attitude. You understand that? I was doing it, not letting him know. I was silently reading, getting my mind better is what I was doing, like in this business, you know. If you read, they don't know you're coming, and you get ready, you're smarter than them. And so what happened was, as I'm flipping a card, a year ago, Tyler joined, Okay, remember that guy I told you, Tyler, who's 24 years old, he's now 25. He joined and flipped a card. Someone enrolled him in Amarillo, Texas. Tyler's now, I think, officially put in his 2,000th person, okay, in a year. Not personally, his whole team, right? And he's just electrified what's happening and going on. He's now 25 years old. He was a golf pro, PGA player, and I met him pretty much on this trip, and that is him. Can't see it, right? If you see Tyler, he's next to the guy in the red hat, which is me. Tyler's right next to him. And that's when I sort of met Tyler, okay, on that boat. And at that time, he had 500 or 600 people on his team. And I told, it was an all-inclusive, and I told him I'd buy him a drink. And I said, wow, Tyler, I'm really excited for you, because, you know, he's added 600 people to the team, and I hadn't had to do anything, and I thought, this thing is really cool when the right people show up. Hello, you know? It didn't take that much time and effort. I didn't train him, teach him. The system did. He did his thing. He shows the stuff. I did a couple of three-way calls, and he was off. Do you understand that? That was awesome, okay? So here we are, there. And you see the guy in the blue shirt? That's Jeff. He's the guy that showed me. Okay, and the guy in the white, that's Mason, and the black hat, Mason Ung. Mason's the new marketing director, almost regional marketing director. He was not in at that point in time. He played for the Cleveland Browns for 5 years on their special team. He's totally pumped and fired up about this deal. And here I am. Where's the next little slide? There we are. That's us with the fish that supposedly we caught. We didn't really. I borrowed them from other people to make it look like we caught them. Okay. Yeah, because we were involved in talking, Mason and I and Tyler. We talked the whole time, so we never really did catch anything. But we had to act like we did. You know, we had to act as if. So we took this picture and we posted it, having a super great time, you know, practicing catching, we said, or something like that. Because we didn't actually do it, and that was us, okay? And that was 2 weeks after that. You understand, we're having fun and enjoying ourselves, yes? Now remember, I had been running. Hal's now free, almost free. I've been running up to 6 miles, okay? 2 weeks later, we still don't know why this picture happened. That's me in the intensive care unit, basically dead. I had a double pneumonia. My lungs filled up. I stopped breathing. Jen took me to the hospital. I said, I'm having a really hard time breathing. And she said, do you think we should go to the emergency room? And I said, yeah, I think we should. And so we went. That's the last thing I remember. And then it turns out that they had to put me into a monitor. They filled up my lungs filled up so much so that they got this machine. I went into a coma. That machine right there is what tilts you around 365 degrees, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It works getting the liquid and the fluid out of your lungs, because if your lungs have fluid in them, they don't get the oxygen to them and you die. And so I was in that, and the hospital didn't have one of those machines there. So they had to get it there. And they told Jen that very few people ever make it through this machine. A few percent, very small, people live. If they go into this, it's pretty much a death chamber. It's last hope, last ditch effort to make this happen. And so I'm sitting in this now. There's the machine in the intensive care unit. They brought it in, okay? Now, this next scene, that's me in it. I don't know if you can see that in there, but you see a little part of my shoulder or something over at the other end. And it starts rotating you. And they put you in there. You go in that machine naked. They cover you with oil and put different pads on you, because as they turn you, you rub against stuff. And you can get really beat up in there. And they told her, people look really bad when they come out of there. He may look like he's been hit with boards for 500 times coming out of this. This is not an easy thing to do. And I was in a coma for how many days, Jen?
Five
days. Okay, and they told her, he may not make it. You may have to get your affairs in order. It's twice in my life now, okay? Now, here's me, you can just barely see my face. The machine is now breathing for me. I'm not, it is. It's breathing for me. That red, that's what's coming out of my lungs. Completely full of that. During this process, it turns out it was a really good thing, because they put 3 stents in my heart because they found I was 95% blocked. Had I not had pneumonia, they said, you were just a walking heart attack. You were one step away. We don't know how you're even walking. And so I'm glad now I had the pneumonia, and they put the stents in. And I'm in this thing. We still don't know if I'm going to make it. Okay. Here's a note that Jen wrote on the emergency room. It says, thank you to all staff, every single one of you who help Rob, even those who keep his room clean. I would be a widow right now without your help. Your work changed my life. Love you, Jen. That's huge. And she was there for me the whole time. Now, this is me. Apparently, I may be making it. Don't know yet. I'm still having oxygen. It's still breathing for me. Okay? Couple days later, I'm still out in a coma. Couple days later, now they take the breathing thing off. It looks like I'm going to make it. Okay? Then I wake up. And guess what I do? First thing I do when I wake up. Where are you at? You're in a hospital. I think I need a vacation. Well, how about you? And she said yes, and that's her application. She signed up right there in the hospital. Is that awesome or what? When you have a why, facts don't count, baby. Okay? And then what happened was, that's me the very next day, coming out of the hospital now, and they said, very unusual, we never see anybody recover like this. Now, you got to understand, I had cancer 29 years ago. And as a result of that, I did not have health insurance. Do you understand? I left that hospital with two things. Tarly's application and a $400,000 bill from the hospital. And last time it happened to me, 29 years ago, I lost everything and went bankrupt. You understand that? Like hitting a brick wall. And this time, because of residual income and because of World Ventures, while I was in the hospital, my business grew, my residual grew, the money continued to come in, and it was like a speed bump driving over instead of a brick wall like the last time. Thank you, World Ventures. Yeah. Now it gets better. They tell me it normally takes a year, year and a half to recover from this. So you're not allowed to go to work. If you have a work, we'll sign whatever you need. You're off work for a year and a half. You can't lift anything over a couple of pounds. You're not, you know, you're not out there to go out there. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how much this weighs. That's what I was thinking. And there's me the next day. They said I'm not supposed to even walking around with my buddy Hal, who had just qualified for his BMW. All right. You follow that?
Yes.
And I took him out driving that BMW. But the big news is this. I think if I even remember telling you that. Oh, yeah, because I had been running. Did I tell you that? Hal saved my life. World Ventures saved my life. It's a God thing. Hal's got his BMW. And we have a life. Thank you, World Ventures.